By summer, Jorge's killers have still not been captured. Waves of people run away from the missions. The Spanish military makes plans to raid the local villages to find them. They find out that the runaways and those accused of Jorge's murder are hiding in a Chupcan village near where Concord is now. Leading a group of soldiers, Peralta surrounds the village from the inland side, but the villagers slip away in boats during the night. Antonio Maria Arguello.
The second expedition made by Sergeant Peralta in pursuit of the pagan Indians who killed Jorge did not succeed in capturing them. They did succeed in seizing 11 Christians of Mission San Jose and Mission San Francisco. After giving over the women and children to the mission fathers, they arrived at the Presidio with 32 troublemakers.
By winter, many tribes in the hill country on the eastern edge of the East Bay are demoralized by attacks and disease. They're ready to move to the missions. The Luecha people, who are still living in the East Bay hills, are not ready to give in yet. They attack a group from Mission San Jose and wound one of the priests, then kill a mission overseer and three workers. Peralta is sent with 18 soldiers and 15 townspeople from the Pueblo of San Jose to punish the Luecha on January 20th, 1805. 2 days later.
We did not find a single soul. We looked for the bodies, finding only that of the overseer buried in a gully. We went on into the mountains. We came upon and seized two unconverted Indians. From them we verified the location of the village. We came upon it and came charging in with swords drawn. They began to fire. We struck them down and five of the delinquents were killed. The rest, with their women, fired at us. Presently everyone charged the grove, returning their fire, thus killing five of the criminals, including two captains and a little girl struck by accident. 25 head, children and adults, all women, were brought out. We also caught 4 adult males, 2 of them wounded. We recovered the body of the overseer. We freed one of the Indian men who had proved himself innocent.
A few weeks later, Commander Arguello.
I ordered Luis Peralta to return with another expedition into the mountains. The expedition turned out well, in that before they even reached the mountains, most of the runaways gave themselves up. Peralta returned bringing 2 Christians. They had been imprisoned along with the 4 pagans. I recommend that the Christians be exiled to some distant presidio for a few years.